In a series that I titled The Contentious Faith, which is the Christian faith. And we continue to warn, the truth is, the Christianity has been so perverted until it is difficult to differentiate truth from error. The whole thing is so confused until we cannot get what is actually the original Christian faith. The confusion is too much. But we have a duty as watchmen. That is all we're trying to do. Apostle Paul, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, let's read it. Let's
For
read
many
it.
Many walk, of whom I have told you often.
Many here are in the church, Christians, so-called Christians.
Of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
They are the enemies of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, this gospel has enemies. The enemies are not unbelievers outside. They are not operating from outside. They are operating within the body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ. And it is a worldwide setting. Verse 19.
Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things.
They have no shame in whatever they do because their conscience is totally darkened. That is why Apostle Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Huh?
But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Uh-huh.
And that word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Emmanuel and
Philetus. These were apostles. They were apostles. They were known as apostles in that time, that first church age. What were they doing?
Who concerning the truth have heard?
They are preaching error. What were they saying?
Saying that the resurrection is past already.
And what is the effect of their error?
And overthrow the faith of some.
Everybody, they overthrow the faith. What is it to overthrow the faith? They destroy the hope of many. The reason for them to live a godly life. To continue and push on despite whatever difficulty because the hope of glory has been destroyed. And in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 2, this was the message to the first church age.
I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and now thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles.
Again.
And thou hast tried them which say that they are apostles.
Now them say they are apostles.
And are not.
And what happened?
And has found them liars.
You found them to be liars. Those must be the Berean Christians. Before they accept anything, they go and cross-check. And my little exhortation today, I title it, Behold the Apostles of Satan. Behold the apostles of Satan. Church, follow who know road. Follow who know road. Because in Matthew 5 verse 14, he said, if the blind shall lead the blind, what will happen? He said, they will fall to the ditch. How can a blind man lead people that are blind? So where are you going to? How can people who don't know the road to heaven lead you to heaven? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can people who don't know road lead you? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And a blind man wants to show you the way. Do they know Jesus? And so God described them. It's not today they started. Wherever children of God are, they are there. In Jeremiah 23, let's read it from verse 21. Jeremiah 23, what did he say?
I have not sent this prophet.
God said he didn't send them.
Yet they ran.
Yet, like Ahimaaz, they are running.
I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied.
It is not the one that spoke to them, yet they are teachers. When we say prophet here, I've been telling you, it's a New Testament preacher. Every preacher is prophesying.
But if they had stood in my council and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of
their tongues. That verse 22 again.
But if they had stood in my council.
If they had stood in my council, and his counsel is the word of God, the Bible, and had caused my people to hear my words, then the sinners, the people of God, should have turned from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. See what is happening in Christianity, because those who claim to be apostles, teachers, pastors, they are on their own. Whatever they are preaching is not the counsel of God. Read on.
Verse 23. Am I a God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God afar
off? Because how can a Christian comfortably participate in BB Niger? And there is a pastor. He belongs to a church. Where they naked themselves and then say they are doing beauty parade. They belong to one church or the other. All occultic people, there are people that go to church and still go to sorcerers. Now say, make I not use Babalao. Sorcerers. Wait a minute, the other name again. Which doctor? Because they were not. How can a Christian sister dress like a prostitute and the pastor is saying, you know, you look beautiful? Follow who no road. That's the truth now. That's the problem we have. Can we continue that reading, please?
Verse 24. Can any hide himself in secret places that shall not see him? Say the Lord. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Say the Lord. I have heard what this prophet said, that prophesy lies in my name.
Lies in my name. Say what?
Saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophet that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit,
of their own hearts.
Which seem to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams which they tell every man to his neighbor.
What is the effect?
As their fathers have forgotten.
Verse 27 again. What is the effect of all the nonsense they do?
Which thing to cause my people to forget
they
my name?
They cause my people to forget my name.
By their dreams which they tell every man to his neighbor. As their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal.
Can you see? You know now people have shipped away from Jesus to their pastor. They have shifted away from the Church of Jesus Christ, Christian Brotherhood, to their church. If you are not a member of Brother Assembly Church, you are not my brother. You are not my sister. It happens even in this church. It happens. So you are more proud of belonging to Brother Assembly Church than belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why if they speak anything against your church, you are ready to kill that person. But if they speak anything against the Lord Jesus Christ, his name, it doesn't matter. Nothing. How can a living church bring a comedian to the altar to make a jest of the sufferings that the Lord Jesus Christ went through on the cross on Calvary? Follow who no road. That same scripture, verse 31 and verse 32. What? did God say concerning them?
Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not,
I didn't
nor
send
commanded them,
them.
Therefore, they shall not profit these people at all, saith the Lord.
You see? Church, they say we criticize too much. Please, I may be rude in speech, but not in knowledge. I may not know how to preach, but listen to what I am saying. I may not use the right language, but catch the message I am conveying. It is the message of salvation. It is a message that will set us free. It is bringing us back to track. Back to track. We have gone off under the teachings of this self-appointed apostle. An apostle of Jesus Christ is not just by implication. The meaning of apostle is actually the one that was sent. The one that is sent. Amen. Just forget the office, the fivefold ministry office. Generally, also, an apostle is telling you, God sent me to do this. God sent me to do this. And usually, what God has sent me to do, hallelujah, what he's actually trying to tell you to listen to him, is arrogating to himself an authority of a special ministry from God. And they know how to package themselves. And with the aid and help of the social media now, everybody, there is a free market now to market whatever you have. And they know how to do it. Their media department, they are specialized in marketing their error until they have flooded the whole media with all that they have to sell out. And they have big markets. They are the ones that are referred to today as the leaders of the gospel. Why will they come to the church? What is the purpose? It is a satanic agenda. What is their ministry? Their ministry is anti-Christ. Enemies of the gospel. If you don't have this at the back of your mind, as you go along in your Christian faith, you will not know what to resist. That is why we keep hammering here. Hey, now church. Until even when you go to a witch doctor, once he keep Bible by his side, you say he's of God. Because you know no better. They say Antichrist shall come. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 18, he say, they are already here. Antichrists have come already. They've already started. What is their purpose? Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 is the purpose. Apostle Paul put it there. Let's read it.
I'm mindful that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Into another gospel. What is it?
Which is not another.
But what?
But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Their ministry is to pervert the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of salvation. To pollute the gospel of salvation. To pervert the gospel of salvation. Who sent them? Who sent them? In 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Who sent them? From verse 13. 2 Corinthians, I mean to say. 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
For such are false apostles.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13. Who are they?
For such are false apostles.
He's describing them.
Deceitful workers.
They are deceitful workers,
transforming themselves into the apostles.
They are
of
the ones that transform themselves into messengers of God, apostles of Jesus Christ. Listen.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is.
Satan himself transformed into a preacher of the gospel. And no marvel, their God, Satan himself, has what?
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
He has his ministers. That is my emphasis. If this scripture does not make you to be cautious, then you will remain blind forever. In Lagos, there is something, a crime they call one chance. If we know it is so common until every bus shouting, Oshodi, 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 every Lagosian is first cautious. Before you enter, you go look the conductor. You go put your head before you enter. Because if you enter, you are finished. If you enter the wrong one. And thank God for social media. Before you enter, it's very easy to know them. Before you enter a taxi, anywhere, if you tell the taxi in Lagos, say, wait, I beg, I want to snap your motto plus your face. If you say, no, 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 then say, thank you, you can go. There are one chance of churches. There are one chance of pastors. Hey, before you enter church, look left, look right, look altar, look the person, look, hey. Okay. Praise the Lord. There are prophets that the day you met them, that was the day your trouble started. Okay now. Hallelujah. Who are they? They are agents of Satan. Who are they? Jesus Christ called them false prophets. He warned us they shall come. Matthew 24 verse 3, he says so. But 3, 4, 5, he said one of the signs of his coming will be the proliferation of these false prophets. And who are they? They are the enemies of the cross. And don't think they started today. They started immediately the church of Jesus Christ started. That is why 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7, Apostle Paul said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. How? He started walking at that time. How were they walking? In Revelation chapter 2 verse 6. Let's read it. This was their beginning.
But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
In the first church age, there was the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
Which I
the
also
the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which he said he also hates. What are the deeds of the Nicolaitans? They started at that time. That was when they began to inject something. They injected something. What did they inject? They began a deliberate assignment. Ah, this Satan, eh? Ah. If God is not with you, there's nobody Satan cannot pull down. That's why he said, he who thinks he stand, take heed, lest he fall. I've said this before until you are hearing me for the first time. In the restoration ministry, which is the shout, our Sunday school teacher spoke it. The first response was justification. Then, sanctification, holiness was restored to the church. The holiness that was restored to the church using John Wesley and the revival he spearheaded. It was such that holiness was such that when you see a Christian, even with the outward appearance, you will know this is a Christian. Both men and women. You know, in this ministry, we only look at women. And we forget men. Women have their fashion. Their fashion is designed to seduce. The men have their fashion. The fashion of men is designed to make them appear irresponsible. Make them like mad men on the street, mad people. If not, why will a man go and carry trouser and tear it into pieces and wear it on the street and be going? You know your head is not normal. You know, it's mad people that dress in rags. It didn't start when he wanted to conquer Nikao. It is the word that translates conquer. Nikao is to conquer. Laity, the church, to conquer the church. In the first church, it was a deed, actions that they were doing deliberately. One of the actions, one of the things they did was to make sure that the state, and it was Satan that was doing it, to make sure that the government, the Roman Empire, dictatorship, recognized or was brought in to be the head of the church. Church and paganism, their pagan religion, matched together, they were able to bring in the king. Or remember, it is Rome. To bring in the king to have authority over the church. So that when a decree is passed, he backs it up. If you, there is a law passed, they were able to make the law in such a way that if you disobey what the bishop says, you will be guilty of heresy and you'll be sentenced to death. The act was done and the church was conquered. It started small. What did he call it? He said there were those that hated the deed of the Nicolaitan. They hated it. But by the time you come to verse 14 is the third church age.
But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam.
And what?
Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat in sacrifice unto idols, and to commit fornication.
And then
so
what?
Hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
There are two doctrines. Which thing he, God, also hates. Hey, take note of that. What became a deed? What was a deed in the first church age? As time went on in the third church age, it became a doctrine. And the church has been conquered. So whatever the pulpit says, you either obey it or you die. Now it has come to stay until they now teach it. Do you know that you cannot be a priest until you go through some other processes by the church? It is no more the call of God. You have to have some certificates. The hierarchies, we are properly established until church members worldwide, the things that the pulpit is doing, they think that that is Christianity. It has become a doctrine. until they don't know that it is the deed of the Nicolaitan that produced the doctrines that once they call you, remember that hierarchies were established. Where you are promoted from ordinary pastor to reverend, to this, to that, to this, until finally you meet the highest one, the Pope, which nobody can take it, only one man. Pentecostals will follow. Everyone follow. All the Protestants, they follow because it has become a doctrine. You yourself, if you enter any church now, you don't need anybody to tell you where is the pastor's wife. The seat will tell you who she is, where she's sitting. I hope you understand. You don't have to wait to be introduced. Who is the pastor? Because at the gate, his picture is there. And he doesn't come to the altar until there is a standing ovation. People are trained to welcome the man of God with somebody carrying his Bible. They copied it from the Catholic Pope. How could they fight with this? They want to be humble. It is the doctrine that has entered their head. I carry my Bible. Daddy, give me. I said, what's your problem?